Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to a new episode of Brick by Brick. We are back recording for last few weeks of 2015. I'm here with Antonio. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, spectacular. I'm feeling real good this morning. Woke up wanting to help people. Again, I got my son with me because, truthfully, I didn't actually go anywhere. I just kind of sat in the same spot, so he's still with me. And so he's getting to see his dad, help people, and I've been teaching him to do that. So, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Christmas was great. Family was great. Legacy's great. Kids are great. Are you great, Tempest?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah. You got your Christmas. Did you get my Christmas present I sent in the mail to you?
I did. Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, of course.
Outstanding. Good. Did your mom get my Christmas presents then, basically?
My mom did get your graduation present, and she did get your Christmas present, and then thoroughly enjoying it. So, thanks for
really?
That.
Is that all she's been using?
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's pretty addicting. Pretty addicting. So, that's good. Good. Sweet. Okay, well, what are we talking about? Actually, hold on, let's address the audience. I hope all of you guys had a wonderful, wonderful time. Wonderful Christmas, wonderful holidays, wonderful Hanukkah, wonderful whatever it is that you celebrate. We definitely, Kwanzaa, that's another one. We definitely want you to be having a great time. If you don't celebrate anything, that's fine, too. We hope that you're still living in your bliss. Following your bliss and having a good time and helping other people be more worthy and more helpful than what they normally would have been. Okay, I think I'm done now.
Okay, so today's topic is creating accountability.
All right. A good topic. We're going to hit it hard. I remember before I know what you're going to ask. But I remember when we first got together, you were like a procrastinator. And do you remember what I did?
No.
I remember that schedule I had to be waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning and doing this.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Quite upset because I am not a wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning type person.
Well, listen. I just did free advice. I don't know where the conversation is going, but I can definitely tell you guys this here. I can tell you two things. One of them is going to hurt really bad. Well, actually, maybe both of them are going to hurt, but I don't mean them to hurt. But you know, the truth kind of does that. If you went to sleep broke, you probably shouldn't have went to sleep in the first place. Right? Like that's. Yeah, right? That hurts, right? And so, and this isn't about money, right? Money doesn't even exist. The money is, we'll get to that in another podcast. It's about your dreams, you know, what you do. And some of your dreams you can benchmark by the money you achieve. But if you're nowhere near your dreams and you're waking up at 2 in the afternoon or you're not getting started at 2 in the afternoon, you're totally never going to get towards your dreams. So, not that that was Tempest's problem, and certainly not her problem now. Now she wakes me up with tasks to do. So, we definitely appreciate you on that. So, cool. So, wake up, guys. Wake up and get started. How can you get to the road? How can you travel down the road of success if you're still in bed, right? Wake up. Okay, I'm waiting for your question.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start off with, why is accountability so important as a leader, as a person, as a business owner, as a, I don't know, a parent,
sure.
a spouse?
Absolutely. In fact, it's really one answer, but I'm going to give you two. I guess there's a bunch of answers, but I'm going to give you the two that actually matter. For one, and you can't be an unaccountable leader. No one's going to follow you. Here's how you know unaccountable leaders. Here's how you hear of them. You may have known in your own place of work or in your own relationships. You go, wow, she's a really good person, but she's not a real good leader. Or he's a really good person. I really like him. I just don't like working for him. You ever had to say that before, Tempest?
Yeah,
right? And the truth is, you have to say it too many times about too many people. You have to be accountable. You must be accountable. And here's the deal. A leader is always on time. A leader is always where they said they would be. You should be, I heard an old man say this a couple of weeks ago. You should be so much of a leader that when you don't show up on time for a meeting, someone just sends roses to your family. That's profile, right? It's totally crazy. Totally right, left field, or way too much. However, you get what they're saying. Right, we shouldn't even think something's wrong. You should be so accountable that when you don't show up, we just automatically assume you're dead, and we start sending condolences on our behalf to your family. Why? Because every single time you ever said you were going to do something, you did it. That's leadership. That's how you inspire people. And on more of that, it's also how you invoke the law of attraction. One of the ways, when you are always doing what you said you were going to do, the universe, God, whatever you want to say, opens up for you and says, here's some things that you get because you're consistent in your positive behavior, to where you would not get these things if you were not an accountable and dependable person. I hope that answered that question. It definitely is the answer to the question, but I hope the folk get some great understanding of that. You must be accountable. Without accountability, you lose influence. And without influence, you cannot lead people. That's it.
Okay. Okay. So everybody's not just able to get there on their own. So how, there's this thing called an accountability partner. So if you're looking for one of those, like, what traits do they need to have to help keep you on track?
That is a wonderful, stupendous, that's a great question. First off, the person needs to have the same heart or same mind as you. Preferably, they need to have already been where you're trying to go. So if you want a doctor's degree, they need to either have already had a doctor's degree in the pursuit of pursuing a doctor's degree, or they just graduated their master's and they're like, I'm going to go get my doctor's degree. And then you and her, or you and him, can go get your doctor's degree together and hold each other accountable. In the Army, we call them battle buddies. Basically, where you go, I go. If you're late, I'm late. If you're on time, I'm on time. If you have an A, I have an A. Or if you have an A, and I have a C, by association of hanging with you, you lifted my C to a B because I was hanging around an A. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, this may not be my strong, like, math is a strong subject for me. Biology is not as much as I love science, I do not like biology. Don't judge me. So biology is not a strong subject for me. So here I am with a D effort, a D knowledge, or I don't want to say D effort because the leaders always get more D effort, D knowledge in this subject, but I'm hanging around an A. Look, that's too, this person should at least give me a B or a high C. Why? Because their study habits rubbed off on my study habits. Their knowledge rubbed off on my knowledge. They were able to explain something to me that I did not understand in the way that I could now understand it. So you want people that's already been where you're trying to go, that has the same heart as you. That is a great, profound question. If you're going to pick an accountability partner, you need to ask yourself, is this somebody that I wouldn't mind working for? Like, that's a great question. As a matter, if you're in employment HR and you actually hire on your job, you need to hire people you would only want to work for, right? You have to be able to say, this person, Tempest, is my accountability partner because there's something in me that I lack and she has, and I want more of that. And the more I associate with her, is the more I will get that very same thing. That's how you pick your accountability partner. For sure, without a doubt, you need to do that.
How do you find those people? How do you find that person?
Well, so the first part of that answer is you have to become that person first, right? And I know that for some, it's like, well, that doesn't help me. No, no, it does. Because you're only going to attract who you are. As a matter of fact, start listening to people's conversations. Start listening to the words they say. You can tell a wealthy-minded person from a poor-minded person just by their dialogue. If you start hearing people, they start saying things like attract, wealth, energy. These are people they're vibrating on a different frequency. These are people with a different mindset. Go find those people. If people start, you know, like I was attracted to this person, and they're not talking about physical attraction, but law of attraction, that's somebody you need to at least consider holding a conversation with because they're not talking like regular people. And this isn't a diss to regular people, right? Everybody. As much as everybody should be a superstar, and I would love for everybody to be a superstar, somebody has to buy from you. So somebody has to not get it so they can buy your product, whatever that is. All right, so you're going to have to be able to get that and take it home. So you pick these people, you find these people by becoming that person first. And when you become the accountable, the influencer, the positive person that you're looking for, you'll weed out all the people you don't need. Please hear me. Not only will you weed them out, they will be repelled by you. They'll go, ooh, I just can't hang with her. I know she won't deal with my foolishness. Or some even go, well, she thinks she's all that, which is great for people to say that because that's somebody with a poor mindset judging you. And they're leaving you alone, okay? So Tempest is laughing. Have you been getting that a lot lately, Tempest?
Yeah.
It's because you changed.
I've always gotten that, but here lately it's been extra.
Right. So, but because you've changed. And what has happened is that your change has exposed what you used to be. In order to find out how negative you used to be, become positive and then examine your friend's conversations, examine how your friends treat you, examine, and you'll realize they didn't change. You changed and became positive, and now you're noticing the same things you used to do, but now they don't see you anymore. And so here's the second part to that question. So the first one was, you got to become who you are. You got to become who you want to be in order to attract who you need. That's important. I can't even, like, get to the second part without you getting that. If you don't become who you are supposed to, if you don't become who you desire to be, If you don't acquire the good that you desire first, then you won't get the result that you want last. If you don't acquire the good that you desire first, you won't get your end result. It will not happen. Now, the second part of that, and I say this with all respect, your friends may not be the friends you need to get to the next level. In most cases, the friends you have, well, you know what, Tony, I've been with them since kindergarten. I'm not a mean person. I'm loyal. I'm not asking you to be disloyal. I'm not asking you to be rude. Matter of fact, I'm not asking you anything. In fact, here's a question I will ask you now. Consider this. Consider that where you are now is because you are with them. And I'm not saying leave them alone. I'm saying learn how to limit your time and go find the people who can take you to the next level. Go find the lawyer you want to be. Your best friends may not be lawyers, may not be business owners. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and your best friend is an employee. And if you've never read Rich Dad Poor Dad, although you should read Rich Dad Poor Dad, but in this case, Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant, there's a clear difference between an employee-minded person and a quadrant B or quadrant I-minded person. B is business, I is investor. And these two people really can't coexist together as friends. Associates, yes. Friends they can at a distance or during holidays or on this level. But you cannot be an investor with an employee mind. You just can't. So how do you find these people? Two ways. You need to change and become that person. And then you need to change who you hang around. It's that simple. I know it hurts, and I don't mean it to hurt. I'm not trying to be mean. But God, how can you soar with eagles hanging with turkeys? Now, that's not to say anything bad about people. That's not to say don't love people back to wholeness. That's not to say don't abandon your family. No, don't abandon anybody. But sometimes you have to go and achieve your dreams and come back for people. Because if you try to drag them along, you'll never get there. And I'm willing to bet everybody listening has been there or in that particular situation right now. And Tempest, you know this personally because you've had to let a lot of people go in order for you to get to where you are today. Right?
Okay, yes, but I have a question about that.
Sure.
So, what if you're just supposed to let people go, period? Like,
well, yeah.
You know?
No,
like, not
on,
come
on,
back for them. I mean, like, you realize that this isn't even the type of person you need in your life. Like, is that okay? Like, I know you say, you know, don't let them go completely, but come back for them. Well, what if some people just, what if you, I hate to sound like this, but what if you don't want to come back for some people? Like, you can't come back for everybody is what I'm thinking. Like, some people have served their purpose, I guess.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Is it okay to clear. Completely let people go?
Absolutely. Absolutely okay to let people go. I encourage you to let people go. Now, when you let them go, you don't do it with negative energy, negative vibes, because that will come back to you. What you put out, you will get back with great multiplication. So if you're cutting people off by hurting their feelings, then expect the same thing to happen to you in great multiplication. So anything that you do, you must do with positive energy and positive vibes. You must do that. You cannot do anything less than that if you want to be anything more than average. Now, you need to let people go. It's important to let people go. You have to let people go. And it goes back to last episode, learning how to be selfish. sometimes you have to be selfish enough to know that you are no longer good for me. You were good for me when I was bad for me. I feel like I'm saying something now. You were a good person for me when I was a bad person for me. When I thought I was nothing, when I thought little of myself, when I thought less of myself, when I thought I was always close but no cigar, when I had low self-esteem, when I was 300 pounds overweight, when I was eating myself into depression, you were good for me to keep me that person. And that's the only thing good you did for me, was allow for me to slip beyond my worth. Some people were just good to hold you back. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people were just good enough to be bad for you. When you were bad to yourself, they were good for you. Why? Because you're bad, they're bad, and then you needed somebody to agree with how much you sucked, how broke you were, how much the man was against you, how much the government was crooked, how much the conspiracy theories run the world. You needed somebody to disagree with, I mean, to agree with every bit of your negativity, and they were good for that reason. But now you've changed. And now you don't think like that anymore. You're not bad for you. And you need to leave that person right there. Right where you used to be. Because your past should stay your past. And it should only motivate you to get to your future. It should never demotivate you. It should only motivate you. So you should cut people off. You need to cut people off. And some people you should never come back and return to. And how do you know the difference? You ask yourself this question. Is hanging around this person good for my life? And if you don't know where you want to go, you can't answer that question. If you don't know you want to be a police officer, you can't answer that question. Right? If you want to be a police officer and your friends have you smoking crack cocaine and weed all day long and cooking up meth, these are bad people for your good future. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's not be so extreme. Let's go, well, I would like to start my own bakery. Okay, good. Good for you. But if you're hanging around people who think money, it takes money to make money, or money is the evil thing, or only rich people have money, or job security is better than starting your own business, these are people that are no longer good for you. Let's go further. If you're hanging around somebody that mistreats their spouse every day, these are people that are not good for you. If you're hanging around someone going, oh, my back hurt all day long, always throwing a pity party, always having problems, always, the world is always against them, they're never having a good day, these are people not good for you. These are the people you need to cut off. It's not rude. But how can you have good days when you're surrounded by someone who only has bad days and enjoys complaining about bad days? It's important to cut people off. And some people you can't just cut off. Sometimes they're family members, sometimes, but some of us, me, present company included, they're your parents. Or present company included, me, as Antonio Smith, I was adopted, right? I'm not talking about Tempest, I want to make that clear. Me. So I had some demons in me that I had to let go of my parents. Now, today, we have a pretty good relationship. My mom's trying, and this is, you can read this in a book or something. And my dad's doing a good job. But I had to let them go in order to come back for them. Because where they were in drug addiction, they were poisonous to me, and I didn't know it. And I grew up poisonous to anybody around me. I grew up mistreating women because I hated my mom. I grew up being a grown boy because my dad wasn't a man. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And our country is filled with people. The world is filled with people like this. I'm not talking about anybody. And especially when my first book was written dedicated to my dad, and my upcoming book is dedicated to my mom. Like, this isn't talking bad about anybody. What I am saying is you have to learn how to let people go or limit your time with them, grow, and come back for them. I grew and came back for my parents, and now we have a wonderful relationship on whatever that relationship level is. You have to do the same thing for some people. But please know, and I'm easing into my final thoughts. Did you have another question simply before I get to my final thoughts?
No.
So please know this. Ask yourself right now, am I living a life worthy of me? And if the answer is no, 99% of that is the people you are attaching yourself with. Even if you're procrastinating, if you were around someone successful minded, they wouldn't let you procrastinate. If you're and there's nothing wrong with there is a problem with obesity, but there's nothing wrong with being overweight. There's, you know, because you can be like, I'm 5'7", 200 pounds. That seems overweight, but I'm a pretty buff guy. Right, so you know, there's nuances to this thing. However, if you met somebody and they're 180 pounds and they were so depressed and now they're 280 pounds and you let them get to 280 pounds and they didn't want to get to 280 pounds, you failed them. You failed them. Or they failed you. And examine your lives. If you have low self-esteem and you've been hanging around the same people all your life, and they let you get to low self-esteem, these are people you need to let go. If you have appearance issues, and these people are telling you that color doesn't look good on you, I love when you smile, smile more. Hey, let's go do this. Do your hair this way. Those are people you need to let go. If they're not helping you help you, let them go, because you were born, you deserve, and you are worth living a life worthy of you. Those are my final thoughts.
All right, guys. Thank you for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. If you would be so kind to rate and comment on this episode or on the podcast in general, that would be fantastic. We love your feedback. You can also email us at info@unchurchedchurch.com, or you can tweet Antonio at RevTony, WAU. And again, all this information will be in the description. But thanks again for checking us out, and hope you have a wonderful day.
All right. I'm going to let my son close us out again. Come on, buddy. You ready? You ready? Okay, so I'm going to ask him a question that I ask him every day, and I ask his little brother, 3 years old, every day, and they both know the answer. I want you to say it loud, buddy, okay? What's the secret to life?
Be happy.
That's it. The secret to life is to be happy. Thank you guys for coming out. Stay positive. Positive vibes only. And as my son said, be happy.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you, and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for House, for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. And we definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.